Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the dial pad guest line we go. Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, 95.7 The Game football insider Jerry Rice, who's brought to you by Xfinity, joining Joe, Lowe, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, can you believe it? Summer's almost over. Week one is here.
I am ready for some football, guys. Let's go Niners.
What was this week like for you back when you were playing? Camp is done. You're focusing on the week one opponent. The roster cuts have been made. Under Bill Walsh, how would he try to get you guys ready this week?
Well, first of all, you know, it was all about training camp, preseason. Then once that is behind you, then you focus in on your first opponent. And you give that opponent respect. But you know that you have to go into a hostile environment and win that football game. So, you know, I think the Niners, you know, preseason is over. Now it's time for the real bullets. And this was something that I really lived for. I was always excited, you know, for that first game. And I just wanted to come out and just help put my team in a position where they could win.
How much rust are you expecting to see on Jimmy Garoppolo, considering he won't have played in nearly a year of regular season football and only played a little bit in the preseason?
Right. And when he had that bad game, and I said, well, you know, Jimmy is going to come back. He's going to play better than that. You're going to still see some of that rust, but there's some pressure on Jimmy also, because you got Nick Mullins right behind him. So Jimmy knows that he has to go out. He has to play well. And so you might see a little bit, but, you know, I'm expecting this guy to come out and play exceptional football.
Jerry, when you look at the receiver position, you look at Matthews were cut. Jordan, they didn't keep him. Decided to go a new direction. Look at Marquise Goodwin. You look at Pettis. Those two are probably starting. And then the backup guys, you know, you look at Debo Samuel. You look at him. Jalen Hurd probably won't play, back injury. But which one of those guys, or who do you think is going to jump on the scene? You're talking about these guys as far as being emerged as a true number one. If you had to go into your crystal ball and talk about these receivers, can you go through them and tell us what each one of them bring to the table and who you're most excited about?
Yeah, you know, I to be honest with you, I think Pettis and also Samuel, you know, Debo. I think those going to be the guys that going to be the big playmakers. They're going to be the guys that really set the standard. And I'm really expecting Pettis to come into his own this year. You know, last year he showed flashes and he has some exceptional games. And I think he has more confidence now. And I think with Debo, what he can do, you know, with his speed and also catching the ball underneath, you know, I think he's going to be exceptional on the football field. Browner, you know, the other receivers, they're going to have to work together as a tandem. But I'm really expecting great things from Pettis this year, and also Debo Samuel.
Jerry Rice, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. We were having a bit of a debate this morning in the wake of Jared Goff, Rams quarterback, signing a four-year, $134 million extension with $110 million guaranteed. Lowe simply feels, Lowe, I'll bring you in because you can go ahead and lay out your case, but you feel that the bubble has to pop on these quarterback contracts. Is that true?
I do, Jerry. I just feel like, hey, when you look at the quarterback position, and I understand people say it's the most important, but I just think that if you think about just everyone else around the league and guys that are in there, they're like, look, you're paying quarterbacks after eight games, five games, Jimmy G gets over 130. You look at, look what LA just did with Goff,
right?
100 some million, 140 million. When does this thing, how long can this thing go in your opinion? Because you look at the quarterback, every time a quarterback comes up, he just surpasses the next one. And even Dak Prescott, now is he going to surpass Goff? When you think about the guys that you know, if I told you Russell Wilson, you know, you look at Big Ben, you look at what these guys have done, they're not even close to that. So why are they paying it, and why do always people say the quarterback, it's their team? When you look at some of these quarterbacks, they're not necessarily winning and carrying their teams.
Well, Lowe, it has always been that way. You know, the quarterback is the most important component on the football field. I'm expecting salaries to, you know, continue to go up. You know, I think with all, you know, the television rights and all that stuff, and this guy being the face of the franchise, he's going to get paid more. You know, that's just the way it is. It always has been that way. As receivers, you look at the receivers, you know, whoever is leading this year, whoever has the biggest contract next year, there is going to be someone to come along to surpass that person. And I think that's just the way the game is played and the team is built around the quarterback.
When you look at this 49er team, obviously built in large part around the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, do you look at the tight end as being kind of the key receiver? And is that an abnormality for this team?
I think George Kittle, what he does, you know, what he brings to the game, he's a big guy. He can run, and he can run away from people. You can line him up outside. And you got linebackers, you got safeties that really can't keep up with this guy. So he's going to open the door, you know, for some of these other receivers, and these guys are going to have to step in that door and fill that slot. And if they're able to do that, you know, it's going to take this offense to a whole different level. But, you know, you have to have that running game. You got to be able to balance the two. But I think George Kittle, he's the main focus, and team's going to try to take him away and give other receivers opportunities to make big plays.
Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. What do you make of the first impression, shall we say, that Antonio Brown has made with the Oakland Raiders? Obviously, Hard Knocks was in there filming a lot of this. There was the frostbite situation. There was the helmet situation. He's on Instagram this morning posting a letter from general manager Mike Mayock about the fines he's received for missing some of the days of camp. How do you feel this relationship has gotten off, and how do you feel about where it's moving forward?
You know, I think Chucky doesn't have a problem with it. You know, he got this guy. He's the playmaker. He's going to do great things, you know, for the Oakland Raiders. Yeah, he might be a little bit of a distraction right now, but you know, once he steps onto that football field, it's going to be 100%. It's going to be all, you know, about football and helping his team to win. So, you know, I think Gruden is not distracted by it at all. I think the team, they support him 100%, and this guy is going to, you know, be exceptional this year.
How does that work, Jerry? You know, your guy had, you know, Marquez Pope, different guys around the league that, you know, you were a leader. You were trained guys, whether they're on your team or not. You were the first one into practice. You're watching film. When you are the man and you are the guy, what's required of you? How does this not, you know, when you have a quarterback that's been kind of struggling, but you've seen that he can play at a high level, Carr, that is. But if you have a guy that's not necessarily about that type of business, but he's just about himself, which he's a hell of a player, like you alluded to, you don't think this has, what type of effect does it have on the rest of the guys when they see certain behavior and it's not what's good for the goose is good for the gander? How does that work, you think, in a locker room over the long haul?
Low, my thing is, it's all about the production.
Sure.
And, you know, we got a new generation of guys now. We got a lot of guys,
this
you know,
true.
With all this social media stuff happening that's going on. You know, like Hard Knocks, you know, they were all around the Raiders and stuff like that. You know, that was something that Bill Walsh, he never wanted that, you know, around the team, because he wanted the players to be able to just focus on football, and that was it. So, the new generation of guys, you know, they're gonna air out certain things. They say the wide receivers are divas and stuff like that. But it's all about productivity. If he comes to play, the team is going to rally around him. They're going to support him 100%. And they know that this guy can really impact the Oakland Raiders and help them to win football games.
If Hard Knocks had existed back then and Bill Walsh had no say.
What do you mean back then?
Way back then is what we mean.
A handful of years ago, just a handful of years
ago. So where are you trying to go with this, huh?
Well, I'm curious as to which players on that team would have come off the best on TV in terms of you. Do you have guys that always pop because they're flashy for the camera? You, obviously, we know that you would have stolen the hearts and imaginations of America, Jerry. But who else on those teams back then would have really shined on TV?
Come on. Probably, you know, because, you know, Deion would have been exceptional. Terrell Owens, God, you know, it was so many plays. Even Joe, you know, Joe was a prankster, you know, Dwight back in the day, Freddie Solomon, you know, I was shocked, guys, when I first came into the league and I was at training camp in Rockland, and Freddie Solomon and Fred Dean, they were in this little, janitor room and they were smoking. And I had never seen anything like they were smoking cigarettes. So it's like, you know, think about this. If Hard Knocks, if they were around at that time and stuff like that to capture something like that, even though we're supposed to be elite football players, right. You know, and we're supposed to watch everything that goes in our bodies and stuff like that. You got Fred Dean and Freddie Solomon and, you know, this janitor room smoking cigarettes before practice.
Jerry, that's crazy. I had Frank, you remember Frank Warren? I had the dorm patrol. Those dudes was outside smoking cigarettes. Said, hey, we got practice. Don't worry about us, Rook. I mean, they're sitting outside. And you're talking New Orleans. It's hot. It's 110 degrees. And Frank Warren sitting outside on a bench smoking cools and just pulling it, long drags. I'm like, bro, what the hell is going on? I called my mama to come stay with me for a week, Jay.
I couldn't believe it because I was like, oh my God. Right. I'm like, what should I do? should I go in there and have a cigarette with them? You know, because as a rookie, right. You're just trying to fit in.
That's it.
Yeah, you're trying to fit in. You're trying to get everybody to like you and stuff like that. But those two guys, man, when they stepped on the football field, you talked exceptional. I mean, the focus, the attention to detail, and, you know, it was just unbelievable to be able to just be around those two and just watch them the way they prepared and got ready for the season.
Hey, Jay, Ricky Jack pulled an eye for me because I bought him some stuff. Rookie, get out of the room. I said, I'm just watching y'all play cards. He said, Rook, I said, get out of here. Had that little knife. I said, I'm gone, Rick. I'm gone.
Oh, Lo, it was a little knife?
Shoot. I know it cut you.
You could have taken him in. 100.
No.
Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, 95.7 The Game football insider, the great Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, guys, one more thing.
Sure.
You know, this is something I think the Niners really didn't address. You know, with Colbert and also Ward, the safety position, you know, I thought they would pay a little bit more attention to that. But then, you know, cornerback Richard Sherman did an exceptional job last year, but Weatherspoon really didn't play that well. And also on the offensive line, you know, this is Joe Staley. I don't know if he's going to come back next year or anything like that. So, you know, those are some of the areas that I felt like they really didn't focus on, and they need to pay a little bit more attention to that. Because, you know, if Joe decides to take free agency and leave and stuff like that, then there's going to be a very key component on the offensive line that's gone. So, you know, those are some of the areas that I feel like the Niners need to address.
Great points. Great points indeed. Thank you so much, Jerry. We always appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!